Luke chapter 15, verse 3. We'll start at verse 3. And we'll also go and look in, if you'll write this down, we'll go Luke 15, 3 through 7 on this good November the 2nd, 2025. And then we'll go from Luke 15, 3 through 7, and then we'll turn to Matthew chapter 18, verses 10 through 14. Luke chapter 15 is the first one we're going to read, 3 through 7, verses 3 through 7. Then we're going to skip over. We'll go backwards and go to Matthew. We're in the Gospels this morning. Chapter 18, verses 10 through 14.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Everybody got that?
Amen.
And in chapter 15 of Luke, starting at verse 3, it says, "And he spake this parable unto them, saying," this is Jesus, he's talking, he's speaking a parable. He says, What man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he have found it, he laid it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Amen. Let us go to Luke. That's good in itself, and we can even name it something else, but we just for a title or a tag or whatever, I would like to just say he found you.
Ooh, yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Is that a good one? Is that a good one by itself?
Yes.
He found you.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh?
Amen.
Is that good to tag it with? He found you. Because the Bible says in this text, he says that he left the 99 because there was one missing and one he wanted to get it 100%. That's one thing I realize and understand about God, that he has enough room in heaven for everybody.
Everybody.
And he don't want anybody to be excluded. And so here it was, he wanted to make it complete. He wanted to make it all 100. That's why I know you're 100. Because he wasn't concerned about the 99. I already got them. But it's one that's missing. Wow. Somebody say he found me.
He found me.
Okay, we're on the same page then. Okay. Matthew 18, verses 10. I just like to read it again. Find it over here in this book. Are you there? Verse 10, take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. Mm-hmm. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoices more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. There it is right there. It sums it up right there. He want everybody to come. He want everybody to be saved. He want everybody to get a mansion. You ain't going to get no physical mansion, but we already done determined through our study and logic that he's not talking about a physical mansion, but he's talking about when you look at a mansion, y'all go ride around, love, get off the east side and that one little street you live on and go and look at it, love. It's a lot of stuff here.
Yeah.
It's a lot of nice homes here.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money you can tap into here.
Yeah. Come on.
Lubbock is a rich town.
Yeah.
It's wealthy,
yeah.
Right? Some sides don't look like it. And it's been like that for a long time, and I don't like that. But anyway, we'll get on that some other day.
Amen.
But I want to talk to you this morning about God finding you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And I don't want to exclude myself because he found me too.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Just think back over your life how we were once lost and then was found. God cares, loves each one of us individually. And then he love it when we all come together. How good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. Right? Forsake not the assembly of the saints as some do. That's in the Bible. That's not what something I said. Right? The concept of leaving the 99 to find the one is from the parable of the lost sheep, which we find in the text scriptures, which we just read. In this parable, the shepherd has 100 sheep, 99 are accounted for, and one is missing. He leaves the 99 sheep to go find the one that is lost. But the point of the parable is the finding of the one, not leaving the 99. The parable is about salvation. I'm reminded of this scripture in 1 Timothy 2 and 4 says, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. That is his will that all men be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. That's what it says in scripture. The reason Jesus told the parable was in response to the Pharisees and scribes complaining about him spending time with sinners.
Yes, sir.
Can we read it in the Bible? In Luke chapter 15, let's look at verses 1 and 2. I'm going to give you a chance to get there. I want you to see it in scripture. This is the reason why he broke them off. Jesus was so smooth.
Yeah, he was
so smooth. Well, he's God.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows all things. He knows, before they even, if they never said a word, he already know he what they said. Because he knows every word that comes out of our mouth. Before we even said, he already know what we're going to say. He already know what we was going to do. He already know what we was going to do because he's God.
Yeah, God.
Right? He know you were going to mess up.
Yes, sir.
He know you were going to stay out all night.
Yes, sir.
He knew you were going to smoke some weed. He knew you were going to be out there drinking. He knew you were going to be having you a little. He already knew all this.
Yeah.
Yes,
he did.
Right?
He did. Still knows.
Before you knew. And he still knows. But here he was going over here, kicking it with some sheep that was lost. And the Pharisees were peeping game. And saw him over there. Man, what's up with Jesus over here hanging out with Juan O'Bob?
My God.
Juan O'Bob need to be saved.
Yes, sir.
Juan O'Bob got a spot in heaven if he can go ahead and reserve.
Yes,
oh, there it is right there. If Juan O'Bob can go ahead and reserve his spot, he got a place in heaven. No matter what the Pharisees and the scribes were saying to him, but Jesus knew to who he came. He came for the lost sheep of Israel. Right? It's the same, man. Well, how else are they going to get the gospel unless I give it to them? What did he say? He says, now the tax collector and the sinners. I'm in Luke 15, right? Hold up.
You said Luke 15,
verse 1 and 2?
Then do new unto him. You're in the right one. You was in the right one.
I'm in Luke, right?
Yeah, 15, verse 1.
How I get thrown off, though?
It says, then all the tax collectors and the sinners.
Ain't that what I would read?
Yeah, it is. Oh, I would just say something else. He's in the King James.
I'm in King James.
Now, the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to him. Okay, but in verse 1, it says, then drew near unto him all the publicans and the sinners, but to hear him, and the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them.
What else
is he supposed to do? That's what it says. What was he supposed to be doing? Here it is. It says, now the tax collectors and the sinners were all drawing near to him, and the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, this man received sinners and eat with them. I was just reading from a different translation. I got thrown out like, okay, ain't I reading the scripture? But I wasn't reading what y'all said. I got thrown off. Okay. There is definitely some modern day snootiness. That's a good word. My God. I don't even know how. It was just in my mind. It's something about snooty people that just rub me in the wrong way. I work with them. I go to meetings and stuff, and I ain't gonna call it that because they might listen to this and say, "Man, he was talking about us."
Well, they need to
hear that snootiness, thinking you all there in a bag of chips, and boy, you can have it one day and it could be gone the next. Ooh, let's not get that twisted.
Yes, sir.
And you ought to not look down your nose at somebody that might not have as much. And that's what I teach the kids at school. Because you got some nice looking shoes and the other one got some Walmarts or whatever. Don't worry about it. You better not talk about it. You better not say nothing about it. And I mean that. And to get on the phone and call them and say, man, I gave your son or your daughter some consequence because they were being snooty up here and they were talking about the ones that didn't have nothing. And then I turn around and go and spend it out of my own pocket and go buy them something nice. Boy, them kids be, boy, they be looking down at their yard. You can't meddle them now. From head to toe, I dress them up. Yeah, don't play with me with it. I snootiness going on. After we get saved, we disassociate ourselves from those we know need to be saved. We are content with them remaining lost. I got a problem with that.
Yes, sir.
Man, you
because because 1 Timothy 2:4 says that he want all men. It's his will. It's his will. Are you in his will? You got saved. You in his will, right? So by you being in his will, I've been on this fruit lately. My goodness.
It's all right.
And it's one thing about it, even if you read John 15 and you start reading about it, when you start talking about how your fruit remain and this, that, and the other. In other words, when you get saved and you start working on your own fruit so people can see it and it can be evident. Here it is right here. And because it's supposed to be visible and genuine and available for human consumption. And so what happens is you draw folk in because they can pick fruit up of your tree. And then what happens is the Bible says, I believe in Matthew, it says, learn of me. Because he wants you to be disciple. And as you learn of him and develop your fruit and you pull somebody else when they pick up your tree, then in turn you're discipling them.
Yeah.
And when you disciple them and they stay down with it, then that's how your fruit remains.
Yes.
Right? Yep. So we want our fruit to remain. We don't want to be snooty. Mm-hmm. And here it was. Jesus was going over there to the lost. He was over there chilling with Wino Bob and them and was breaking bread with them and eating with them and getting whatever they was eating. I don't know. They might have been eating fish sandwiches because they like fish.
Yeah.
They like beef. You know, they'll hang up the fatty calf in a minute and get some beef ribs and some porterhouses. Man, that stuff sound good. And some T-bones. And some ribeyes.
Yeah,
oh my God. So the Pharisees did not associate with sinners, but I'm so glad Jesus did.
Amen.
It was confusing to them. Jesus openly rebuked the Pharisees and scribes for their self-righteous hypocrisy. Can we look at it?
Yeah.
Matthew 23:28. Let's look at it. Because I like to bag up what I say with scripture.
That's true.
Because it's not me. I'm not making this up. Oh, I don't know what he was talking about. I was talking about the word. What do you mean? That's the only way that's the only way to do it. If you come, a robber and a thief, if you come some other way, you're a robber and a thief. You can't take nothing away from it and you can't add nothing to it. I like this little pen, got light on it. Let light it shine, let it shine. So you also outwardly appear righteous to others, but within you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. What the Pharisees didn't understand was that Jesus was going after the one who was lost. He was extending saving grace to the sinners. See, if you understand scripture, then you understand that after you get saved, he says that that his grace, he was talking about how his grace it abounds. We already talked about that it could stretch. It could be, grace could be in the confounds of this podium. But since he already knew you were going to do what you did, say what you say, go where you were going, he said, I need to stretch this thing out because these folks still be trying to do it and dabble in a little thing. So let me stretch out my grace.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Yes.
And even though I'm stretching it out, I don't want you to get it twisted. He said, that doesn't mean that you continue to
do
what?
Sin.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He said, God
forbid.
He said, don't play with me now.
Okay.
I'm going to stress this thing out, but I know you're going to do it.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to get too comfortable in it because you got saved and you forget what I've done for you. I want you to practice on your fruit every day. I want to practice on you hitting the mark every day. I don't want you to deliberately to continue to do it and it don't even bother you.
If you get to that place, you're in a bad place.
So Jesus, he already knew that his grace needed to be stressed out so he could reach out to the sinner. Somebody say, he found me.
He found me.
And through his stretching, when I was going through what I was going through,
he stretched it out and he found me.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Woo-wee. Well, that's good to me. And so when he stretched it out, he stretched it all the way out to Wino Bob. And he was over there with Wino Bob and was breaking bread with him. And the Pharisees, but they snooed themselves and they sat right and full up of hypocrisy. They were sitting over there.
Look why here. Why are you sitting over there?
Over there eating with the sinners.
Oh, God.
What
like
they was holding. I can't stand it, man. Because you come up here with your nice hat on. You rolling up here in your Mercedes and your Range Rover. And you living in your sealed houses. And you get your little money and drop it in the bucket. Not knowing that God don't need your money.
Yes, sir. And
instead of talking about folks.
Truth, Pastor. The truth.
You ought to be trying to let somebody pick up your tree, but they can't pick up of it because ain't nothing on it. With your mean self, with your gossiping self, with your backbiting self.
Okay.
I see why they don't want me to come. I see why they don't want me to come preach no more. They don't want to hear no real preaching. They want to be entertained.
Yeah.
I can hoop a little bit. But I'm not. In the parable, the 99 sheep are already saved with the shepherd. Jesus is not saying that he abandons his followers. Rather, the point of the parable is his pursuit of the lost, his joy when people come for him for salvation. Man, he found that sheep. Man, you ain't going nowhere. I stretched it out. My grace got stretched to you. And you over here wandering around. Come here. And the Bible says that he put him on his shoulder.
God,
he found me.
He found me.
Man, he had to put me on my shoulder. Man, I was going down the path, man, that was going to cause me to, man, never come home.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man, he came and visited me right where I was at.
Yes, amen.
And I dropped down on my knee. Right, I didn't care who would look. I didn't care. Yes. I didn't care who was right there. I'm surrounded by nothing but knucklehead. And it was a corner like this.
Yes.
And I dropped down on my knees and I held up my hand. I said, God, here I am.
Whatever you want.
Save me, Lord.
Whatever you
want to
do it, God.
Here I am, brother.
Do it. Praise him.
He stretched it out and he found me. Right? And they said the Bible says that when they got found, that's why sometimes we don't react in the right way. That the rejoicing should come when you know this boy is tore up from the floor.
Yeah.
When you know this girl be doing the most. And she get up and give her life. Here go the Pharisees. They still here today now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Yes, they are.
She's just doing that, just showing out.
Uh-uh.
Not y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
She'll be back doing what she's doing next week.
You did too?
Thank you.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Pharisees, they still here today.
Modern
day saints, they still talking about you today.
Yeah.
Instead of rejoicing, the Bible says they started rejoicing that he had kept it 100. He said, man, y'all 99, y'all don't even need repentance.
Yeah.
And he was actually talking about not the ones about salvation, the ones that wasn't saved, and the ones that had wandered off.
Yeah.
The ones that had already been saved, but they went off somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. He went and found
him. He went and found
him.
He kept it 100. He said, man, this 99, it ain't going to do. I need it to be 100. I need to go find it. They wandered off. When I did my camp,
When I did my head count, I found out that one was missing. And when I found, I went to look.
And while I was looking, I know they needed to be covering because I didn't want them to get caught up and then they didn't have no covering.
Uh-huh. So I stretched out my
verse. That's it.
Amen.
It was a chance.
It's good to be.
It was a chance.
So somebody say he found me.
He found me.
So in Luke's gospel, the parable of the lost sheep is followed by the parable of the lost coin. And the parable of the lost son, and then the prodigal son. Notice in all three parables, there was always a search going on, an anticipation, like the father of the prodigal son. He was searching from afar. Uh-huh. Are you with me now? The shepherd left point A and looked at point B. The corn, the lost corn, there had to be some things moved around. The sofa, the coffee table, the rug, the recliner. You get my drill. And the corn rolled under and around things that were obscuring the view. Somebody say he found me.
I know I lost it.
And now let me look for it.
God, hiding in them crevices, in them places. Yes.
Huh? It had to be right here.
Ooh, Lord.
Huh?
Ooh, Lord.
He wasn't worried about the other change. You know how you drop some cash, you drop a coin, you come out the store and you drop it. You know, we got so much money nowadays. Oh, we don't care nothing, but I left a nickel in the store one time and my grandma said, you better go get my nickel. You know, if you leave a nickel in there, every single time, you know how much that'll add up to? But my grandmother more place, she saved all her change, penny, dime, nickel, or whatever.
Yeah.
But you know how we not worried about the change we still got.
Mm-hmm. No.
Where's the one I lost? That was all quarters I had.
Where'd
my where my quarter at?
I sure will be looking.
You see what I mean?
So
sometimes things can obscure and you can't see it and it's obscuring. Somebody say he found me. Aren't you so glad that he found you one day, that he looked high and low looking specifically for you?
Yes, sir.
Man, God got enough time for all of us. How do he do that? He go.
He
everywhere. He got people in places, just like the prophet thought he was by himself. He thought he was the only one left. And he said, man, what? He said, man, I got 7,000 that ain't even bowed down.
Yeah.
But I'm going to keep it 100
okay.
with you. I'm going to let you know that I'm still here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bring you through this. Because sometimes we forget, just like he did. 2 Peter 3 and 9.
God got time too, man. He heals time. There's nothing outside of God. He created time.
He sure did.
And he gave us an allotted time.
You know, all of us, you know, we done lived the chunk of our life already.
Yeah.
Let's be every last one of us in this building except Nunu, because she's young. She's just still in her 20s. So just think when she get 50, man, let's just be real. When Nunu get 50, or 50, how old are you, 23? She be ready to be 24, though. she didn't say, I'm 23. It could be 24, nigga. I'm getting ready to get out of here. So just add 30 years to her life, and she's just going to be 54. Y'all ain't got to do it. I know it's sad.
We be gone.
But add 30 years. Add 30 years to your life.
I'm going to get caught up.
So if I add 30 years of my life, man, I'm going to be
88.
I mean, let's be real, people. So all of us, except Nunu, we done live the bulk of our life. We done live a chunk of our life. Y'all don't get sad about it, y'all. Man, at least he found you. And you're going to a better place. I heard that where you're going is better than where we at now.
You ought to look forward to that. I reckon that the sufferings of this present time cannot compare to the glory that shall be revealed in us. You're going to get a new, but don't your elbow hurt sometimes and your neck and your back sometimes? Well, you've been living half a century over. You're going to get a new body. You ain't got to have no oxygen. You ain't got to take no energy. You ain't got to take no pills. Your feet ain't got to, you going, ain't no more crying and all that. You boo-hooing and all that. Where you going, that's going to, there's going to never be no darkness. You ain't got to worry about daylight saving time. I went back last night. You ain't went back last night. Second Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promises, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance.
He said, man, let me go get this sheep, man. He was saved. He's still saved. It ain't bad that he's not saved. But I'm not worried about the 99 that don't need no repentance.
That's right.
But the one that was in the fold, he burnt off.
Yeah, I need to go.
I don't know what happened to him. I know what happened to him. The curls of the world.
Uh-huh.
All these different things was pulling on him.
Yeah. Huh? Take it.
He wasn't getting in his word like he used to. He wasn't praying no more. He started drifting out. Because we need an anchor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because if you don't have an anchor, you'll surely drift. That's why Jesus is our anchor. I'm not going to let you drift. I'm not going to let you go off and wander off. I'm a stretch out and I'm going to get you. Because my arms is not too short that I can't reach out and touch you.
Ooh, glory.
Or like the old folks say, church.
Yes.
Right?
Church.
Matthew 18:13-14 says, if he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that he never went astray. So it is not the will of the of my Father who is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. Jesus not only brings us as sheep into the fold, he leads, guides, and protects us as we follow him. He is our everlasting shepherd. Somebody say, he found me.
He found me.
And in conclusion, the perfect description of our shepherd that leads, guides, and protects found in Psalms 23.
That's it.
You know what I found out as I did deeper study? That he takes us by the still water. Mm-hmm. What he's trying to accomplish is to take us to green pastures.
Right.
And green pastures is not always automatic. You have to do some traveling and you have to go through some things. You have to go through some terrains.
Yes.
You have to put in
come
some
on,
work.
Pastor,
y'all ain't gonna say that. I'm talking
on,
about
pastor.
Psalms 30. Yes. This shepherd that we have. That even when he put us in and when he stores us, there's only one way in and one way out. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And the Bible says that a shepherd, he carries around his staff, and in his pocket, he got some rocks with him. That's why David was a shepherd. He was he knew all about it. That's why he used one of them as a weapon. And sometimes when the sheep, when they was about to be lost or they got out of line because they was in formation, they run together in the same direction by the leading of the shepherd.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
Sometimes they get out of hand and he would go into his pouch and pull out a rock and would throw them and startle them to get them back in line. And when they start running off, he'll throw a rock and you know the sheep be crying.
Yeah, we do.
The sheep be crying.
Yes.
In the church. Listen, but did y'all realize through the terrain and through the clefts of the rock, the robbers and the outlaws lie in wait to try to steal away the sheep?
Mm-hmm.
And it was up to the shepherd to protect them as he leads them to green pastures.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And guess what? This is what I found out. As much as I know about Psalms 23, and I can break it down from the beginning to the end, from the setting, preparing the table with your enemies and all of those things, all the things that it says in Psalms 23.
Yeah.
But what got me more than anything was that he took them by still water.
Yes.
And I said,
But it has to be something why the water needed to be still. And only the shepherd knew how to lead and guide his sheep and know when to pull up and as they going toward the green pastures to take his sheep by still water. Mm-hmm. See, if the water was rambling and it was making a lot of noise, what it did was it startled the sheep. And as he led them to green pastures, the water had to be still.
Because you didn't want to start it.
Because I didn't want to start it.
I
ain't got no more rocks in my couch. I don't want this water to spook them.
Yeah.
And so as a shepherd, all my knowing, and God, I done already brought them down through these mountains where all these outlaws and everybody was trying to kill them. But now I got them down on the ground. And when I got them down, as we came out the mountains and came down, as I'm leading them, I don't want anybody to be lost. And so when I take them by the still water, I know that I'm going to make it to green pasture. Somebody say he found me. And boy, Healy, don't scare me now. You know, even the water, man, these sheep so scary, even the water. If it was making too much noise. And they start howling and crying and wondering.
They had a shepherd.
We need a shepherd.
Yeah.
Huh? So I'm so glad.
I'm so glad.
That he found me.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm so glad when the corns was lost that I looked all over. I moved everything out the way. See, you got to put in some work to get the results. And boy, I'm so glad we ain't got no lazy shepherd. And boy, he'll stay up all night watching over us as we sleep and slumber. He'll listen to all our grumbles and cries and everything else. He'll open up doors for us and everything. Man, I'm so glad that he found me. He wouldn't let me smoke myself to death.
That's
enough. You done stroked enough. Come here, son.
That's it, boy.
And put me on his shoulder and say, come on with me.
Glory!
Some people didn't make it. They blowed their brains out, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
But I'm so glad that he found me. I'm so glad that I didn't catch no disease that I couldn't get rid of.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
I tell my prayer, man, I'm thankful, man. I ain't never been to the clinic or none of that.
None of it. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Boy, he watched over us, even in our mess.
Yes. I hope this word was a blessing. May God keep you. May God bless you. Amen.